The most dangerous state for walkers is Florida. According to a study released by advocacy organizations, 4 Florida cities lead the nation in pedestrian deaths per capita. Orlando tops the list. Study authors blame the city's layout, the design of its roads, and the culture of its drivers. NPR's Greg Allen spent time with planners and traffic experts who are working to make Orlando's streets safer.
In Orlando, Cimarron Boulevard is a not particularly attractive road lined with gas stations, strip malls, and bus stops. But city planner Mike Wilson says this little bit of suburban sprawl could be a poster child for what's wrong with Orlando's streets.
This corridor here, yes, has had the highest concentration of crashes and fatalities in our area.
It's the most dangerous street in the city that's ranked by Smart Growth America as number one in the nation for pedestrian accidents. Over the last 7 years on this stretch of road, there have been 28 crashes involving pedestrians and 6 deaths. Wilson is with Metro Plan Orlando, a regional planning agency. He points out features that make the road so dangerous. It's 6 lanes wide with no median, and it's a traffic artery with cars traveling 40 miles per hour or higher.
You can see here there's strip commercial, you know, convenience stores, etc.
There's a pedestrian crossing right in the middle of the
street.
Right, there.
And we've got bus routes and bus stops.
As we watch people get off buses and head to a shopping center across 6 lanes of speeding traffic, visibility has been a problem here, and many accidents have occurred at night. To improve safety, better lighting was recently installed, and there are plans to put in a median strip. Orlando's road system was largely built in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, after Disney and other theme parks turned this city into a family entertainment destination. It was a time when, for road planners, pedestrians were an afterthought. Billy Hadaway with Florida's Department of Transportation says it's a problem seen in cities throughout the Southeast.
And because of the nature of land development patterns, we ended up with a lot of higher speed, larger roads because people are driving longer distances to get back and forth to work. And so the pressure to increase the size of roads is what contributed to the problem.
Hadaway is something of a bike and pedestrian safety zealot. He returned to Florida's transportation department from the private sector after a report 3 years ago first singled out the state as the nation's most dangerous for pedestrians. Since then, Florida has developed a plan for improving pedestrian and bike safety. Some of it involves improving crosswalks and encouraging people to use them. Hadaway also says, where possible, it adds roundabouts and other traffic calming measures to reduce automobile speeds.
When you have higher speeds, you have much higher fatality rates. At 20 miles an hour, 1 in 10 pedestrians will likely be killed. When you go up to only 30, you have a 50-50 chance. When you go to 40, about 85% of the pedestrians die that get hit at those speeds.
In Florida, traffic planners say there's another problem besides how streets are designed. Drivers here often don't yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Hadaway says part of it is ignorance of the law. Part of it is driver culture.
People want to go to where they want to go, and they think the pedestrian doesn't have a priority, when in fact they do.
Changing driver culture may be more difficult than redesigning highways. In Orlando, a coalition of groups that includes traffic planners, government, healthcare groups, and the public schools has begun trying. Law enforcement has started conducting regular sting operations, putting plainclothes officers in crosswalks and issuing tickets and warnings to violators. That's for the short term.
The long-term change here is through the schools.
Amanda Day is managing the enforcement and education campaign. She compares the effort to get drivers to yield to pedestrians to earlier campaigns around smoking, seatbelt use, and recycling. Beginning in the fall, Orlando schools will add pedestrian safety to the elementary school curriculum. The idea, Day says, is to use children to reach the parents.
When your child is in the back seat and mom is blowing through a crosswalk and there's a pedestrian there and your 6-year-old says, "Slow down, mom," that starts that behavior change as well.
It's too early yet to see concrete results, but officials here are optimistic their campaign is working. Day says on streets her group monitors, where speeds are 30 miles per hour or less, yield rates are up, with half of the drivers stopping when pedestrians are in the crosswalk. That's no help, of course, to the other half left dodging oncoming cars. But in the nation's most dangerous city for pedestrians, it's a start. Greg Allen, NPR News.